Basanti Bhadra says she worries about her children's future as she mourns the death of her husband. He drowned soon after the family escaped their flooded home.
He went to check on the house. He said there would be damages and wanted to see if the flood water had brought the house down. He hasn't come back since.
Dozens of others have also been killed and hundreds of thousands displaced by floods and landslides in India's northeast. Assam state has been hit the hardest. Thousands of people are in shelters and many are living in flooded homes. Rescuers are working to reach people by air and boat.
When the scale of the operations become large, so then the people expect very fast response time. Maintaining that fast response time, that becomes challenging.
The region receives heavy rainfall every monsoon season. But this year, rains are early and 3 to 6 times more intense than usual, catching many people off guard.
The Brahmaputra is one of the longest rivers in the world and is critical to this region's rich biodiversity and economy. It floods every year, sometimes causing major catastrophes. Experts say climate change and increasing human activity like deforestation and building too many embankments is making floods unpredictable and more severe.
Many are advocating for policies to make the region more climate resilient.
One hand, you keep on constructing embankments, give respite to people in whatever way we can. But on the other hand, you try to enable people to live with floods. But to a certain extent, there is no alternative for our riparian population than to live with floods. Floods can never be stopped fully.
While water levels are receding in many parts of Assam, some rivers are close to overflowing. And with the monsoon season due to arrive in a few weeks, people are becoming increasingly anxious. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, Assam in Northeast India.